and get rid of this goddamn car.
Yeah, dude. Fucking whatever. Quit crying about levels. I got it's recorded. It's on. It's
it
on,
sounds
dude.
Perfect
it's
right
on,
now,
dude. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, dude.
You know what else
it's
is on?
On.
You
I'm
know
gonna
what
fucking
else is...
beat your ass. That's what's going on.
Ooh, you know what turned me on? Beetlejuice.
You got your Beetle Gussie fucked?
I got my Beetle Gussie fucked.
You got Beetle Geist.
I lost my virginity today.
Yeah.
By a man in the B-dubs.
Well, we're retarded. We're retarded, and we fucking walked in on the wrong showing, and we missed like the first 15 minutes of the movie. And I was like, what's going on?
You think that's what really happened?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I think we were too busy talking shit and being goons and, like, you know, harassing the fucking...
The staff
at the movie theater that we didn't realize that we walked into the wrong showing. And they were like, well, they fucking deserve it.
What a shame. Yeah, we missed... Not only did we miss 15 minutes of the movie, but we actually just completely missed hanging out with someone that invited
us
there.
Yeah, no, they invited us. And I was like, where is this guy? He lied to us. He literally fucking said, oh, we're going to go see this movie. And then... Didn't even see him walk in the theater. I was like, where is he?
I mean, well, we thought he just bailed. Either that or he went to a different theater.
No, he just literally was like in at town. A different showing.
Yeah, that was all it was.
Yeah.
So he went to the same theater, different
Listen,
showing.
He told me fucking 6 o'clock, the 6 o'clock showing. So I was like, all right. And then we go in there and we fucking walk in the wrong theater.
Because
we're like, all right, we're waiting for fucking this guy. I guess he like got a different showing that was on time and we were fucking retarded.
The juice is loose.
Hey, Reddit, the juice is loose. Hey, Reddit, the juice is loose.
What do you think of that, Reddit? What if he did do some fucking embarrassing? Wait, when was the movie set? Was it set in like the 80s?
The second one?
Yeah.
No, that was set like in like today. Winona Ryder was driving around in a fucking Tesla, dude.
Wait, no. Half the cars were like from the 80s. Half the cars were old. Did you not notice that? Because they had iPhones, but they had like European style, like old ass cars
in the background,
like Soviet level cars.
No, I didn't
the
notice
pastor?
That. I didn't notice. I guess he was driving like an older car, but it is like a fucking town in the middle of nowhere. But like there would be modern cars. But like,
weird.
But Winona Ryder was driving around in a Tesla, so they were like, oh, the Tesla is like, you know, the rich car.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
But it's not even like that crazy. Like price range, it's like a new car.
Well,
the price of a new car.
No, it is a little crazy.
It is a little.
I know your father owns one, but he didn't raise you, so he saved a lot of money.
Yeah, so he fucking spent all his money, you know, buying a Tesla instead of getting me braces.
God, he looks. I mean, like I know being fat is unhealthy, but I mean, like he looks like a tumor almost.
I feel like we've already talked about my dad and his. Retardedness.
Anyway, yeah, he's tumorous. Regardless, sorry. Back to Beetlejuice in the show.
He's a tumor on my mind.
He is your Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna save this guy for later. But yeah, no. Like I was saying in the fucking car ride home, fucking Beetlejuice 2. It falls in the like under the, or at least what I can tell is the Warner Bros. Fucking like Electric Boogaloo number 2 fucking sequel shit, where like the first movie has got like a different pacing. It's slower. It feels like more like there's like more of a buildup.
Yeah,
at least is all I can tell. And then, well, I don't know. I really feel like I have bad judgment on this, like with Beetlejuice 2, because we walked in the wrong fucking theater.
Yeah, we didn't get a show.
But
in the movie
but it, but I can beginning. I can say this is the thing for Gremlins 1 and 2. I can say this definitely for Gremlins 1 and 2.
Art that you are familiar with professionally.
Yeah, professionally. Because I was on the set of Gremlins 2. I was actually the female gremlin.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Dude, had, now, that movie, that movie's so fucking funny because it's like, okay. it's like, because you haven't seen either one of these fucking movies.
No, I don't know.
Gremlins 1 is just like, okay, there's a slow buildup. It's a fucking like Christmas movie is what it feels like, you know. Mm. Well, it is a Christmas movie.
It's Christmas horror, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, fucking he gets the little guy in a box and then fucking, you know, all hell breaks loose and then they solve it in like the last 15 minutes of the movie.
Is that what they sound like?
Kind of. They're kind of like little guys.
That's kind of cute.
But
wait, are they big at all or are they tiny?
They're like, you know, fucking like.
That's big.
A foot tall.
That's big. Yeah. I thought they were the size of the toys.
Well, I don't know, dude. Listen, My fucking point is, fucking Gremlins 1 is like a slower paced movie, and then all hell breaks loose, and then they fucking, you know, figure it all out in the last 15 minutes of the movie. The second one is like Electric Boogaloo fucking number two.
Right.
They are like running around like in a fucking skyscraper where they film like movies and shit in like New York, I believe.
Hilarious.
And like, you know, they're doing like science experiments in the same fucking building, which makes no fucking sense. A movie production, I think they've got like radio and TV productions in the same building that they're doing like diabolical fucking like, you know, science experiments, and then all the fucking like gremlins break out and then fucking get into like all the pharmaceutical drugs and shit and mutate themselves.
Well, they did this study on what race of woman has the best pussy. That was done at NBC.
And then they found out that they could genetically modify like the best pussy, and that's why you get the female gremlin.
Well, they found out dogs have the best pussy, but keep going.
Yeah, but it's just it's just funny that they were like,
Johnny just has
gremlins. You want to
the shame in his eyes.
He's not. He's just hanging out. Mm-hmm. Johnny's in the room, but he's just hanging out. No, but it's funny. Fucking Gremlins 2 is just like fucking Gremlins. We got him. You want him? You want a pussy on that thing? You can fuck that thing if you want.
Just based on what I've heard, the first Gremlins movie was a cake. It was a whole cake.
Yes.
The second Gremlins movie was just a bowl of sugar.
Yeah, it was like, you know, cocaine compared to crack cocaine.
No. Wait. Yeah, wait. In this analogy, is crack cocaine more nutritious than regular cocaine?
The crack cocaine is far worse and, you know, detrimental to the black community than, you know, the first Gremlins movie.
Oh, so, okay, all right. We have cocaine, then crack. Well, that doesn't work because I think you get cocaine from crack cocaine.
Yeah, but it's worse.
Okay.
Anyways, here's the female gremlin for your...
What reference. In the fuck? Dude, this is why people are fucked up today. This is why we have so many furries. You think you can just put out a movie like Gremlins or
I mean, like,
Zootopia and kids don't grow up fucking animals?
Let's do like a rate the gremlin.
Rate the gremlin.
1 out of 10.
Me now?
Yeah, you rate the gremlin. 1 out of 10.
I don't know, man. I'm not a freak. 9 out of 10. I'd fuck that shit.
You'd fuck the gremlin?
I'd fuck the gremlin. You'd
fuck the female gremlin?
I fuck.
You'd fuck Greta?
Keegan. I fucked worse.
This is true.
Again, I'll remind you. I lost my virginity in the recently constructed Buffalo Wild Wings in the movie theater. Now, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to ask me and I'm in a police precinct, I would not say it's consensual. But me on a podcast, yeah, I liked it. It was nice. Information changes depending on where you're at.
You'd fuck that thing?
Honestly, man, it looks like one of your exes. Let's be real. I'm kidding.
Which one? Don't say, though. I don't need to know.
You just admitted that it kind of looks like one of them.
Yeah, but I'm just like, never mind. I'm just like, don't say it.
To the audience member listening, just combine all of your recent exes, and that's
just every bad decision you've made in a bar. Into one thing. That's the female gremlin.
Can we start doing real recommendations on the show?
Like what? Like
pull your pants down and watch Gremlins 2 and see if you get an erection.
Drive around with your pants down.
Yeah.
Just drive with your pants down. You're sitting in your car with your underwear with your pants around your ankles. Do that.
I know this is off topic, but have you ever just cranked it in the car?
No.
Like driving home from a long road trip?
No.
Really?
No.
Driver's seat, pants down, cocking
never.
Hands.
Never. As many fucking long drives as I've been on, never.
Tweakishly looking for semi-truck drivers because they're the only ones that can look down and see
like,
in.
This guy knows what he's doing. He's cranking hog. Mm. No, I've never fucking wanted to jerk like while driving. And I've like gone on some long drives, like fucking 12-hour drives by myself. I've never wanted to do that.
Interesting. You may be less horny than I am. Usually I'm in a car ride that much. I mean, you know what's funny? I've never come while doing that, but I have jerked off. It's very hard to bust when you have semi-truck drivers driving past, and they can kind of look in and see what you're doing.
I mean, like, imagine driving the fishbowl car that I have. I have no tint on my windows.
Mm-mm. Well, it's dark. Imagine that. It was dark as hell outside. Even then, though, like, you know, you got your phone up. You got porn on your fucking Waze app, you know?
Waze is showing me porn. Waze is showing me the nearest brothel in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. It's swiping your Instagram for you.
Yeah.
Which is all, you know, Instagram is these days. It's
swiping Tinder for me.
That's nice. Hell Fresh faces.
Hell yeah, dude.
But
yeah, no, fucking, what was I talking about? Beetlejuice 2? Yeah,
we were talking about Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
The juice is loose.
The juice is loose. It was an okay movie.
I was hilarious.
It had a couple good jokes in there.
I thought it was very funny.
The one that, spoiler alert, I guess.
If you're listening to the show, I can't imagine you can afford anything. So
just, yeah, I can't. I don't even know how you're listening to the show. Somehow you've managed to listen. Somehow you've managed to, you know, listen to this illegal radio broadcast with two paper clips and a, you know, potato and a wad of gum.
Ooh.
Because society has fallen.
Should we try to take up a radio station?
But guess what? We've got Beetlejuice 2.
We do. We've got Beetlejuice 2.
Vio Condido Sandworm.
That was probably the best part of the whole movie. It turns into like SpongeBob electric boogaloo shit.
It's literally electric boogaloo number two.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It is.
Like, Warner Bros. Does it with every fucking movie. I feel like Back to the Future falls under the same shit, right? Like, it's been a while since I've seen
that. Spielberg directed that. He didn't really do electric boogaloo bullshit.
I guess so, yeah.
He didn't really fuck around with that.
Did he direct the third one too?
Yeah, he directed all of them.
Okay. Because I don't remember
who he had a plan for those. Jurassic Park is where Spielberg needs to be hung for. He needs to be treated like the people in Schindler's List for what he did in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Everyone fucking talks about it, but the fucking the gymnastic scene. That was
two.
That's
I like two. I like Jurassic Park too.
Yeah.
But that's
you're talking
hilarious.
About like the sequel movies.
The third movie.
Third movie in general?
The third movie is horrific.
The dinosaur fucking eats the guy with the phone.
I mean, it's cool. That's iconic. That's good shit. That's one big pile of
shit. No, the second movie was like mid as shit.
The second movie is really good. I like it.
I don't know. I feel like...
You don't like it because you don't have a soul.
No, I just don't like it because there's that fucking one scene with the gymnastics. And then
you're too
like,
fucking Irish. You're too redheaded. You don't have a soul.
I'm not even redheaded, dude.
Oh, but you
I'm Chinese.
You have it in you.
I'm a Chinese man.
Chinese
I'm
red
a Chinese,
like...
I'm a tiny immigrant. I come off boat.
You're red like the dragon.
I red like dragon, but I come off boat. Skin yellow.
That's gross. Your skin is
Johnny,
yellow.
Quit fucking looking at me across the room like a cat that has to take a fucking like wet shit.
Oh, he's making food. Johnny, make me food too.
Yeah, what are you making over there?
I'm
dude?
Hungry.
What are you fucking making over there? It better not be a shitty movie sequel.
It better not be Beetlejuice 3, you fuck.
Yeah, it better not be Beetlejuice. Hey, what the fuck? Yeah, but I
listen
I
to the fucking episode when we're done recording it.
Yeah,
you'll
find fucking little shit. I can't call you fat because your brother's the fat one.
We've been home an hour. He doesn't ask this, and he has to ask it while we're recording. Listen to the episode. You'll find out. Anyway.
Quit chewing on the fucking spatula, dude. It's already melted to shit. He's like a teething baby. We have to spank your brother, dude. We have to spank him, tell him to sit in the corner.
Okay. I've already been spanked
enough.
Don't
degree to that, you freak.
I've already been spanked enough at the Buffalo Wild Wings in the collapsing movie theater.
Not even open yet.
I mean, dude. It's labeled.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we're going to go down to Buffalo Wild Wings and get crazy.
It was Beetlejuice.
Listen. Save that guy for later.
Dude, yeah, no, Beetlejuice was just a side character in the original movie. He really was. He was, like, barely in it. I mean, it was named after him, but he was, like, in probably, like, six scenes.
Yeah, kind of. It was mainly about, like, fucking...
The married couple, and they're like, woo, learning how to be good ghosts.
They're like, I'm going to shake my ass to be a good ghost. Ooh. No, I mean, like, yeah, it was, like, Beetlejuice comes in at the end, fucks up a bunch of shit. He's, like, here and there, like, throughout the movie, but... Mainly, he's like his presence isn't like there until like kind of like what, like fucking
all right, well,
2/3 into the movie?
You, the whole point of the first movie was for the couple to learn how death worked.
Yeah.
And he was the shitty lawyer type that's going to like, oh, I'll show you everything.
He's slipping Jimmy.
He's slipping Jimmy. Exactly. So he's going to try to like fucking maneuver shit, but it's always like a genie.
Yeah.
He'll fuck you in the end.
Yeah. He's like a fucking genie in a
so he was an extension of that plot.
He's a genie in a cum sock.
Yes. Yes. He's a genie in a cum sock. And in this, he was straight up like a main character.
Yeah, he was more so, it was more so about Beetlejuice.
I cared to see what happened to him more than anyone else in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
So that was just
fucking,
me.
It's just fucking, the musical scenes are kind of funny.
That second one kind of dragged on.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But at least I had a good finale.
Yeah.
That was nice. You want to go to B-dubs?
No, dude. I want to die.
You want to get some head in the B-dubs?
I want to die, dude.
Yeah, no, same here. It's okay, though. Listen, chin up. Chin up. If death is a guarantee in all of life, then we can kind of fuck around and find out. It's like Sam and Max. You can't die in those games. So you can call someone a faggot if you want, and no one's going to get mad at you.
Listen, Sam.
Now, get half your friends over. I'll call them in the F word and see if they get mad.
Listen, Max, I'm kind of gay.
Fuck you, Sam.
Well, we're like the Freedom Police or whatever. Max?
Give me a second.
What is your fucking problem? Where are you going? We're doing a show. We're doing a show and you're getting up to get on your phone. Listen, you complain about me being on my phone all the time. And then there's you. Sitting there.
I shit you not, this is the first time I've ever had to use
phone. Sitting there.
Because I have
your
notes.
Phone. Oh, you do? You have, like, shit?
Yeah, you never wanted to help me with it, so I did it myself.
Well, I got distracted with, you know, life.
Oh, I opened up a random one that says, Chili's at 3:15, Red Robin at 3:30, Big O Tires, Nissan.
This is just your...
I owe $30,000 to Toyota!
Toyota Todd! Yeah! Everyone's ears are going to be bleeding after that.
This is probably the best part, best area to record in the house, because this is just the outside. It's not in the fucking neighbor's wall at all. Doesn't matter.
I think partially, but who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah. Little update. I have 7 jobs now.
No, you don't. You're unemployed.
I have... No.
You owe me $144.
I have 7
exactly.
jobs.
You owe me $144.50.
Wait, I gotta give you the fucking rundown. I work at Chili's, Red Robin, McDonald's, Chipotle, Arby's.
So one day
spots.
A week at each fast food joint?
Yes.
Damn, you really...
And I still get a weekend.
You really are a corporate fucking hog.
Mm-hmm. Now, each one
bro,
of those jobs...
if you start getting fat because you work at every single one of these fast food joints, I'm never going to stop calling you, like, the biggest bitch I know.
You don't, regardless...
I'm
going
to call you the big fat gay
mean
retard
a whole lot,
that lives in my basement.
You know it doesn't mean all that much
no,
when you say that.
I know.
If my mother said that, I'd be...
I'm gonna call your mom. I'm gonna get a cameo. I'm gonna set up a cameo account for your mom, so that way I can pay your mom to say all these horrible things about you, and then show it to you on your birthday.
That's awesome.
And then remind you on Christmas. Hey, remember that cameo that I bought from your mom after I set up that account to call you a big fat gay retard?
Yes.
I'm gonna bring it up and then play it on the TV in front of all of our friends on Thanksgiving Day. And then that'll be your present on Christmas. You'll be like, oh, my God, I got, like, a new pair of socks or underwear that I shit in, you know, last night, you know. Because this will be great. I shit in my underwear last night. I'll get new underwear from Santa. No, it'll just be a video.
Oh, yeah, that's
on a
what
phone
we're talking about.
Waiting for you.
Well, that's nice.
Of your mom calling you a big fat.
You know what would be cool is if you set up a cameo and then you, like, read a report of this vicious rapist to my mother, and then you got her like commentary on it, recorded it, sent it to me as if it was from her to me, and then I jumped off Sarah's crack and killed myself.
Hell yeah, dude.
That'd be nice.
Dude, cameo's funny, dude. Should I just buy a bunch of cameos for like the show and compile them into an intro or something?
Sure, why not?
Or just halfway through an episode.
Who's that guy that we're trying to get on the show forever? The fucking
Devin.
Devin.
Like, he's literally like gay and mentally challenged.
I mean, yeah. Wait, he's over 18, right?
Yeah, he's
get
like,
him over and suck my fucking cock. You know?
God damn it.
Yeah.
You can't take advantage of a mentally challenged man, Javen.
Black dudes do. Sorry, that might be too far. He won't fuck me because my cock is small.
No, you didn't take his iPod. Remember, that's his thing. Like, he's always like, that fucking guy took my motherfucking iPod 17 years ago.
Oh, yeah, and then didn't he fuck him?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So I can take his virginity and use that to get him to fuck me.
What? What are you on about now?
I'm...
What are you on right now, dude?
I am off of my meds.
Permanently.
I'm calling the police, dude.
Oh, straight up pulled your phone out. Oh, yeah, let me get my notes out. I think you have notes, too. Check this out. Damn, she has big tits. Anyway, so the
what are you looking at over there, dude?
We went to a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not the first time we've been to a comedy show. The first time we went was in Vegas, and it was actually really good. What happened this time was a complete travesty.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the worst thing ever. I can't, because I think I know like half the people, and I can't say it was bad. But the audience knows.
You're just a professional hater.
The audience knows, wink, wink. It was great. It was really good.
I think you're just a professional hater.
Yeah. Well, better than being a professional lover.
All right, sorry to break the news to you, but the guy that did the voice of Darth Vader is dead.
Wait, I thought he was already dead. He was the fattest, blackest guy ever.
He was the Cards Against Humanity card. The fattest, blackest guy.
Dude, he's so fat. I thought he died earlier.
No, he died like today, I guess. Sorry.
Beetlejuice.
I just opened my phone to that and, you know.
Luke.
Anyways, what were you talking about? Some nonsense?
Yeah,
you're talking
so we
about
got
the
to
time
see,
we saw Kurt Metzger and he called me gay?
Well, that I was talking about that. Yeah, that was an actual good comedy show. And then we went to another one here in town. And we got beers, and it was nice. It was nice because we got to see, you know, local clowns in the area.
You still have that swastika I drew on your leg the other night.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I've just been walking around with this all day. Damn. Fuck.
I just looked down and was like, what's on your leg?
You think the fuck?
I forgot about
damn,
it.
Damn, I forgot about that, too. We've been walking around in public for a bit.
That's awesome,
dude.
Went
to the movies with a swastika on there.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, anyway. I'm going to have to get
you
back.
Yo, Johnny, what did you make? Nothing. You fucking liar. Crepe. That's not a crepe.
So we went to this lounge that's based on the 70s where the furniture is authentically crusty.
Yeah, they robbed my grandma's house for it.
Yeah, no. Dude, they like straight up, I'm going to give you my theory on how this place started, okay? The two owners that own the place, right?
Hold on.
Both of
hold
their
on.
Parents.
Before we continue with this.
You know them.
Yes.
The owners?
Kind of, yeah.
No, don't pretend that you're this important. Don't pretend that you're this important. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Because guess what? I'm actually friends with them and they told me.
Yeah.
And they gave me permission.
Yeah,
to
your dad
this.
Works at Nintendo too?
Yes. My dad is.
My dad
Japanese,
works
though.
At CD Projekt Red, a place where I'm trying to get a job.
He's not one of those heads. Oh. You know what I mean? But he does work for Nintendo, and they did tell me I could leak this. So both of their parents died, and they used the. Whatever. You know the story from here.
Yeah.
Enslaved a black girl to work for the club. It's
whoa,
it's cool.
Dude, why are you accusing people of doing horrible shit?
I didn't see anyone tip her.
You know, did you really?
No, I didn't see anyone tip her because the audience was just full of monsters.
It was like a bunch of like, you know, old white people.
Mm.
Honestly, kind of a shit room in my opinion.
Sure. I like how you can shit on the people that went there, but not the people that had power, not the people on the stage, not the people on the stage. No, I mean, I think there was like a joke in there that was funny, shared among the six of them.
Well, I mean, even they'll admit, like, you know, they're not, like,
professionals
on the level of the headliner.
Sure.
They're not on the level of the headliner.
I know. I'm just, I just
you're
like,
just a professional hater.
I like poking the beehive. It's fun.
I know, but you're just such a professional hater, dude.
Better than being a professional lover, the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah, well, the only thing that I love is not even myself.
It's good.
It's money. No.
All right.
It's money. The only thing I love is money. I don't even love my wife.
No, it's okay. It was fine. It was fine. It was decent entertainment. I'm
just
not even joking.
You go
anymore.
Off, Queen.
I'm not even joking anymore. It was all right. It was okay. No, it's like
you know.
You know when you
just
okay.
I
have a perfect analogy. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember when people had carpet? You'd put your back on there, shirtless, and just scratch your back with it.
Like lay down on some random person's carpet.
No, just like your carpet, your personal carpet. You'd scratch your back with the carpet, and you get that carpet burn.
Yeah.
But your back was scratched. That's what that show was like. I got my back scratched. It was a little funny, but I did get a little carpet burn out of it.
Yeah.
It
was because, you know, I offhandedly always like introduce you as like, oh, my fucking fat gay roommate.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's
and
great.
People like miss the joke. Because I'm so like deadpan about it. I was yeah, this is my fat gay roommate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is my fat gay friend.
You're not
and,
deadpan
like, you know,
about any other joke. You're only deadpan with the one joke that can be taken seriously. And
yeah,
because
it's like I hate introducing people all the time. Mm-hmm. And like being like, okay, this is so-and-so. I know them from here, blah, 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 blah. And going on a spiel about that. Because it's like, you figure it out. You talk to this person.
Yeah,
I brought them
here. No one wants to get to know me.
Yeah, but, well, because you're my fat guy.
On medicine. And I'm off it. Now. Thanks to you.
No.
No, it
true.
Is the perfect joke because if someone questions it and tries to suss you out, now you're the asshole. Oh,
yeah.
Is he really
yeah.
gay? What do you mean? Is he really gay?
Yeah,
yes, he's
no,
really
it is.
Gay.
It is kind of like a, you know, funny question to ask, or it's a funny thing.
No, that's
to
never
say.
Been asked. Has anyone ever asked? Is he really?
Yeah, no, they asked the other night, and I was like, no, he's not.
That's hilarious.
I was literally like, no, he's not, and I was like, oh, I'm doing it again. I'm like I'm talking to them how I would talk to you, like, you know, oh, you're fat and gay, or mm-hmm. like, you know, talking to your brother, like, oh, he's fucking fat and gay. But then, like, you know, they take that literally, and I forget that people like don't have the same sense of humor, like the common sense of humor when they talk mm-hmm. that I do. So they take that literally, and then they ride with it, and then they think that you're actually like, you know, mentally challenged or gay or whatever, and they're like. But I do it to like.
Did you actually say that too? That I'm mentally challenged?
No. I just.
Did you?
No. I'm just using that because I have like said that about other people like offhandedly before.
Interesting. It is funny because you're like, why don't you? You know, I already have issues finding.
Like
value.
I've said that about my father. I'm like, oh yeah, this is my mentally challenged father.
That's
like,
yeah.
And then people like think like, oh, is he? And then I'm like, no, he's just. Dumb. My dad's
actually
just a
believe
dumb
you
guy.
That?
Oh,
okay.
Well, like, you know, because I offhandedly say shit and I don't, like, you know, preface it in any sort of way. I just like, offhandedly throw it out there because it's kind of funny to watch people, like, sit and let the wheels work in their head and try to figure it out.
Right.
But, like, I did it. I've done this unintentionally so many times, like, to you. Like,
now it
I just
caught
offhandedly,
up to me.
Yeah, no, it finally caught up to you. And I'm like, no, he's not gay.
I shit you not. We had a mutual friend hanging out with us.
No, this has happened multiple times. Yeah. Because like, I just go, oh, yeah, this is my fucking
well, she
gay
brought
friend,
it up in like, because she knew for a matter of fact that I was a homosexual. So she brought it me up as an example. It's like, well, he's
and
gay.
Then we were like, what are you talking about?
And then everyone else is like, no, he's not. What are you fucking retarded?
What are you dumb? You dumb bitch.
Including me. I was like, what are you fucking dumb?
The whole room was like, what are you talking about?
I just don't want your fucking grubby hands touching me. Doesn't mean I'm a fag. You're a sick bitch. If I touch you, I gotta get tested
I'm
for
like,
chlamydia.
I'm such a horrible friend, dude.
Yeah, one of the worst. No, because it's funny.
I'm a horrible friend.
What's funny is you're constantly riding my ass that I don't want to hang out with people. I'm antisocial to the bone. I don't find value in human life or experience. And then you'll just lie about me to a bunch of people in an introduction. So to the point where they're like scared to talk to me.
I guess so.
This was a sabotage, and then you make fun of me for
unintentional sabotage. You know what? I will apologize. I am a horrible friend.
I wouldn't go that far.
Johnny, what are you? You're standing there like, you know, a disapproving father. No. God, you are your father's son.
Look at, dude. Look
Holy
at
shit.
Look at his eyes right now. He's wondering if this is ever going to pay the rent. God, and the answer is no.
It's never. This is my prolonged suicide note, if anything. The room got real quiet after I said that. I wasn't paying attention.
I was thinking of something else to come up with.
This is my prolonged suicide note. The room goes silent, and I'm just looking around at Baldy, and I'm just like, okay, is this? Are we not laughing at this? What's going on?
Yeah. If that was an official apology, then I'll accept it.
Okay.
You're not a horrible friend, but I'll accept it.
I do shitty things to my friends, but it's out of love or whatever, if that's a word that I can use.
Well, I can't get that mad at you for it. I can bust your balls for it, but I can't get that mad at you because I've done that with friends of mine.
Oh, yeah.
We both do it. Yeah. Like my gay Jewish Holocaust denier friend.
I mean, you introduced me as like what? Like,
I introduced, you know what? You want to see how I introduced
the alcoholic
you?
Friend?
Well, I had this chick that I was talking to for a bit. I introduced you as a womanizer.
Oh, great. I mean, like, can I deny that?
Only if you want to dig yourself deeper.
No, I wouldn't say I'm a womanizer. I'm just retarded. I just... Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, fat gay boy. Okay, the Pillsbury fuck boy.
Dude, I am the Pillsbury fuck boy.
You are. You are the Pillsbury That's fuck funny. Boy.
I'm kidding.
Where's your joy toy at?
I swear, I've never introduced you as a womanizer. This seems a bit far.
Johnny, what is wrong with you? You're getting real fucking...
Oh, he's dude, chubbed.
What he like? He's eating too much Taco Bell, and he's getting freaky, dude.
Ooh, you think? Oh, interesting.
He's getting freaky. It's the fucking, it's the twisties, the cinnamon twisties that are getting him freaked out, bro.
You know what I bet he's thinking right now is if I try to jerk off on the toilet in my bathroom, you think they'd hear me with the headsets?
If you try to jerk off in a car, you think they'll hear me? Like while I'm driving down the interstate going 85 miles an hour. No, 84 exactly. Do you think that like if a man jerking off in a car going 84 miles down the road alone on a highway at night, you know?
Mm. Oh, if you
saw... I was trying to go, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? If a guy jerks off in a car going exactly 84 miles, you know, down the interstate at midnight, you know, jerking off, does it make a sound?
Right. I have a better version of that.
If
a man rapes a vegetable.
Like a woman in a wheelchair?
Correct. Well, no. Someone whose mind is not all there.
A vegan rapist? He only molests women in wheelchairs. Yeah, I'm vegan when it comes to rape.
No, okay, wait. If you're driving down the fucking I-95 at night, you've been driving for a while, you look over to the right as you're passing someone, and he's just cranking his hog.
He's cranking a hog.
Do you think he's disgusting, or you're like, oh, I'm the bad guy. I'm invading his personal space and keep driving. Like, you're kind of the asshole for peeking at night, in my opinion.
I mean, no.
I feel like
it depends if he has tinted windows or not. Well, if he has like... no tint on, if he has tinted windows and the windows are down, then he's the freak. Now, see, right, if he doesn't have tinted windows, you know, and he's driving around like that, he's still the freak. But if he has tinted windows and he's doing it and you can't see him.
Can you even see
and then you like
windows at night without tinted windows?
I mean.
I don't think you can, really.
Not really, unless they have like interior lighting.
Right.
They have a chandelier hanging in the center of their car. You know, that was best part of Escape from New York. You know, that movie fucking sucks balls.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you agree.
It's kind of like a mid-ass movie.
Yeah.
And then the cars drive up, the pimps drive up with the fucking chandeliers hanging out the front. I was like, all right, that's kind of sick.
It's like the most racist, hilarious shit I've ever seen.
I was like, that's kind of sick.
In like a blockbuster.
That's kind of, I'd drive that.
Yeah. These guys,
I'd get a Chrysler 300 fucking with chandeliers on the front of it. I don't give a fuck. Paint it purple.
Well, if you guys haven't seen that movie, the chandeliers aren't hanging from anything. They're just above his lights on the car.
Yeah, they're on the like the corners of the fucking front of the car.
Yeah. It's just two chandeliers. Nah, man, that movie was fun.
Dude, this cord is fucking pissing me off.
I love how everyone in that movie just fucking dies, and the main character is a dick.
Yeah, everybody dies, and then he's just like, well,
whatever.
Whatever. I'm Snake Plissken.
One of the dumbest fucking names ever.
Gummy Snake. And then at the end, he's all, Gummy Plissken. I'm just a guy.
So fucking dumb. So fucking
And then he
dumb.
Swaps the tape out.
Well, that I like. That was nice.
Wouldn't it be nice? I don't know. What was the fucking song? It was just like jazz. It's like fucking jazz. Man. I don't know.
I can't remember. I
don't give
a
shit.
Funny song.
Anyways.
I was trying to think of the Beatles song. Beetlejuice, 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 boo.
What the fuck?
They should make a Christmas special.
Damn, was that movie PG? Did they give him the one F word and then he said it again and then like they censored it?
They literally censored it.
No, there was like literally like three instances that I remember like the F word was almost, or there was the one where, what's her face? The original like redhead bitch dies. Mm-hmm. She's in the fucking office. She goes, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like they almost did it there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
Then he actually says it.
Yeah, he actually says it like when he's like behind the ticket booth. And then he says it again. Mm-hmm. I think when his like ex-wife walks in or something.
Right.
Or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Whoever that bitch was.
You make this sound like you watched this movie 10 years ago. We just saw it.
Yeah, my memory is fading. I've got Alzheimer's. I have lead poisoning, dude.
Yeah, they censored.
I've been licking the paint.
They only
off the
said
walls.
Fucker. That's it.
Right.
Not fuck her. Fucker.
Right.
Yes. It sounded bad out of context.
So if you were a listen, if you were a vegan rapist, would you fuck the vegetable gremlin from Gremlins 2?
Is she a vegetable?
No, this is just a gremlin that's a bunch of vegetables. He's a pot, he's a salad. He's a literal salad. Would that count? Or is
if
that like
if you were attracted to women that couldn't
or does that make you a furry? Because like gremlins are technically animals. But like, you know, we're all animals. So being human, are you technically
that
a furry?
That seems really. We're all animals. Well, we all die, fuck the corpse. I mean, yeah, I've convinced myself completely. Right,
Javen, can you believe every human being on the planet is technically a furry?
Fuck.
If you look at it in the sense that, you know, people are animals too.
I do like a hairy bush. It's nice. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I like George W. Bush when he crashed those fucking planes in the Twin Towers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a funny oopsie
fucking
daisy.
That was fucking awesome, dude. You know, fucking when he fucking, you know, fucking.
I don't freak out over spilt milk.
Yeah, fucking. What the fuck is the.
Meanwhile, the financial center of the world was turned into a fucking mall. I was talking to my mom about that earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, it's embarrassing that they turned it into a fucking mall.
Hey, listen, money's still getting tossed around somehow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so funny because, like, that's what Bush said. He's like, you know how we beat the Taliban? You go out without fear and go shopping. Spend that hard-earned dollar.
Now watch this drive.
Now watch the Mall of America.
Now watch this drive. I can't really do, like, a good George Bush.
The only thing to fear is queers itself.
Now, the only...
Can you believe I graduated from Harvard? I can't.
I like peanuts.
That is kind of what it sounds like. Yeah.
You're missing me.
What a spit in the face of meritocracy that he went to fucking Harvard.
Bro, you dropped out of like community college. What are you talking about right now?
He's not very intelligent.
Neither am I. Can you believe I got called an intellectual the other day? One of my friends called me an intellectual. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's embarrassing, dude.
What are you talking about?
You are, though.
I'm intellectually fucking retarded, maybe, but...
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm kidding. Exactly. I mean, yeah, someone called you an intellectual. I mean, he sounds like he was trying to get in your pants. Save that guy for later.
The Soul Train. You only get that if you fucking watch the movie and spent the fucking $26 I did to see it, which is retarded.
If you're not a poser.
If you're not a poser.
I saw Beetlejuice. I think it's good.
Listen, it's me, Bill Clinton. I saw Beetlejuice. That's something I will admit to, but I did not have sexual relations with that woman in that wheelchair. Hillary, come in here and suck my cock.
Hillary, I'm having bad thoughts again. Suck me off.
Hillary, I need my daily dose. So wrap. So wrap those lips around my cock before I start thinking of Monica again.
Daily dose.
What?
Give us today our daily dose of bread. Lord, give us today our daily dose of pussy.
Lord Jesus, give me my daily dose of pussy. It's me, old Bill Clinton. Now, I'm going to play the saxophone while you watch this drive.
Watch this drive.
I want Trump to, like, do that. I want Trump to fucking just go, like...
Was he referring to a sex drive?
I'm kidding. No, he's doing a golf swing, you fucking retard. No, I want Trump to do that. You know, that's the only thing I've ever wanted out of that guy. Is for him to reenact that. You know, after, like, you know, bombing a bunch of children in the Middle East as president, just go, all right, now watch this drive. And he just whacks a golf ball into some fucking poor, like, you know, person on a fucking golf course. On the green, just kills some dude with a golf club.
You may be onto something. I mean, the president, all they do is just kill people and play golf.
Yeah, they just go, all right, now watch this drive. Listen, I'll tell you what. Bush, he was great to go. Yeah. But his drive is not as good as mine. Now watch this.
That's so funny. He's fucked.
Dude, I'm hungry.
I'm starving.
I'm dying. I feel like, you know,
We can't talk about politics until the country's destroyed. We can't do it.
Listen, I can't talk about politics until I've had my peanuts.
We should all work on our
I'm listening to my voice through the headphones, so it's hard to do it because I sound different through the headset.
We have this saying in Texas: "You fool a man once."
You know, we had that. It just kind of sounds like Joe Biden-y. You know, we had this saying in Texas
that... No, it's not. It's not breathy.
It's almost like just Joe Biden and Bill Clinton had a fucking gay butt baby.
Kind of. In a way.
You know...
We have this saying in Texas.
You know, we have this saying... You know, I'm kind of gay.
Should I just bring up his voice?
You know, it's a travesty what happened to the Twin Towers. You guys were flaming me for my fucking Nick Cage impression. I was like, your guys' is so bad. Like,
Johnny's is way better than yours. What are you talking about?
That's bullshit, dude. I call shit. And no, I'm not doing it on the show. Right. Get rid of this goddamn car!
George...
A wingo whip, a wingo whip, a wingo whip, a wingo whip.
My penis is gay.
Harvey Weinstein got gangrene on his dick.
With two children, which is the toughest job in America, as far as I'm concerned.
It's the toughest job in America, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I love having sex with dogs in the Middle East.
I can't do it.
Those who think that they can say we're only going to have a stimulus package, but let's forget tax relief.
Those are going to say, my dick is soft.
My dick is soft.
I've never understood the premonition, the predisposition, the premonition, the pre-cum in my ass.
Remember when Al Gore was around? I don't. I think he died.
Anyways, watch this drive.
Nice.
Anyways, watch this drive.
Nice. Well, dude. Funny enough, we actually went through most everything in the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a black test to test.
Now it's time
black.
To do cocaine on the show. Oh, oh yeah.
You actually just sniffed some bush.
Yeah, fucking my
sniff
own bush.
Some bush.
I'm so flexible. All I, right, can
I found a BuzzFeed clip it because I'm a basic bitch monster. Check this out. Fridge or pantry? Where does it belong? Where does it belong? If I sound emotional, it's because I'm about to cry because I don't have any artistic integrity anymore.
Right.
All right, Keegan, you ready?
Yeah.
It's because we've disagreed of what we should put in the fridge. I've seen you put some whack-ass shit in the fridge.
No, dude.
And you've seen me leave some whack-ass shit out.
What are you talking about?
So, chocolate. Fridge or pantry?
Fridge.
Fridge. That's whack as fuck. Wow, okay, 80% of people put it in the pantry. You're in the 20%.
Because I'm cool.
Because you're fucking dumb.
No, because I'm fucking cool, dude.
It's, you know what's funny? If they tested this only in Arizona, it would mainly be the fridge, right?
Yeah. Because
it melts.
Because everything fucking goes bad here because of the heat or like...
Right.
Something.
How about eggs?
Eggs go in the fridge, but I know in Europe they go in the pantry.
That's interesting, isn't it?
They're a bunch of fucking backwards retards.
Do they
have
fresher eggs?
Holy blimey, my fucking teeth are all fucked up. I better put eggs in the fucking pantry because that makes sense, doesn't it?
Right. They also like to eat haggis. So I don't know if you should trust
them. Yeah, their food, fuck the Brits. Honestly.
That's not the Brits.
No, that's the Scots, but yeah, anyways.
Yeah, it's the
Shreks. Fuck the Brits because they're retarded.
Mm-hmm.
They're dumb as shit.
I don't think, well, they don't recommend you put your eggs out, American eggs out, because they're like, you know, not even real. They're plastic. They're, you know, made of cum, whatever. They have real eggs.
None of the food in this country is real, so it doesn't matter where you put it. It's going to fucking kill you.
Well, because all the eggs were made in, like, you know, basically another country called Texas. So they have to, like, you know, ship the, whatever. So fridge, we're normal. 90% of people do that. All right, ketchup. Fucking animal.
That goes in the fridge.
That's true. That's true. Most of the time, it's like, dude, just read the fucking package and see where they want it.
Right. But most things in America say refrigerate after opening.
Right. And I usually trust it.
But it's like there are some things where you can just fucking leave out. Like jelly. Yeah. Jam. There's so many fucking preservatives in that shit. Like, you can leave it on the shelf.
That's a good point. Right.
Like, exactly, preservatives. That shit.
Or preserves.
Preserves.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave that out.
I feel like you're right about that. You're supposed to
leave preserves
out. It gets,
like, too fucking thicked up. It gets thicked up in the fucking fridge.
I mean, unless, I don't know. I mean, like, for people that live in, like, Florida. But we don't live in Florida. We live in a dry area that's not very humid. We can leave some shit out.
There's not too many pests, except for Johnny, who just walked out of the room.
He's a fucking animal. All right, man. This is kind of a boring test now. All right, mayonnaise. Fridge, right? Come on.
Yeah,
what are we fucking
fuck, what the fuck?
Monkeys?
Why are you reading a BuzzFeed article?
Ooh, here's a good one. This is where you're going to be wrong.
Reading a BuzzFeed article.
This is where you're going to be wrong.
Onions.
Put those in the freezer. No.
Have you cleaned a counter off a kitchen? Do you A, like swipe it, or B, like throw it on the ground and then sweep it? What's like more
I don't even know the mic picking that question.
Johnny asked how you would clean a counter in the kitchen.
Yeah.
If you would A, swipe it off onto the floor and then sweep it later, or just, you know.
It depends on how drunk I am. Next fucking question.
Because, okay, yeah, this is a great thing. Johnny caught me in the middle of cleaning the kitchen the way I do.
Yeah.
Which I scrub all, I throw all the shit onto the floor.
This is a nonsense conversation now, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I threw all the shit on the floor, the crumbs, the bullshit, the aborted fetuses, the cum, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you sweep it up after you're done wiping everything down. I feel like that's fine.
I mean, yeah, if you are cleaning the entire kitchen and you are sweeping, I get that. But if you are just cleaning off the counters, like, sweep it in your hand and throw it in the trash.
Yes.
Or just bring the trash can to the counter and sweep it in the trash can.
Another clever way to go about it.
Yeah.
I always sweep after I do that shit. Always. That's disgusting. I don't want to step in bullshit.
I don't understand you, dude. Why are you just standing around?
He wants to be included.
You are literally a pest. You want to be included, but you, because I'm working. This is a job, dude.
This is work.
This pays rent, dude.
The, it's like $6 for like 1 hour.
What in the
gelato?
Fuck?
They the Baja gelato? Blast gelato? Baja
Blast gelato. Dude, no way that shit's like gelato. It's gotta just be like a sherbet. It's, I don't know. Did you lick it?
No. You should bring some home and
it's
we
like,
can.
It's like $6 for like a little like cup.
Bring one
that's,
in.
That's retarded, dude. That's dumb.
We'll taste test it. Yes. Anyway.
Also, the Taco Bell Cantina is bullshit. Like, literally, they'll charge you, like, $26 for, like, one drink. Like, smaller than a medium. Like, one mixed drink smaller than a fucking medium. No, it's smaller than a small, I think.
Their sizes are weird. Their large is now their medium.
Yeah.
And their extra large is their 32-ounce.
I think they're doing that on purpose because, like, you know, soda's fucking bad for you or whatever.
This country's getting fat.
Dude, you go to fucking... Okay, listen, this is fat brain time. You go to fucking... You go to Panda Express, dude. Those fucking... Those drink... You get like
holy
a medium.
Fuck.
You get a medium
holy
at a Panda Express, dude.
Shit.
Those things are like the fucking... You know those like 64-ounce fucking like big
bro
gulp fucking plastic cups? That's what it feels like you're walking out of there with. Those things are retarded on
dude,
how...
Dude, they're
like,
the size of a European gas can.
Yeah, like what the fuck is wrong with Panda Express? They're just like fucking whatever.
They handed me the medium whatever through the window, and I had to do like a double take.
I was like, what is this?
It straight up looks like a
fucking... I wanted a little bit of soda, not, you know, diabetes in a cup.
It's an actual totem. It's crazy.
It's a 5-gallon bucket, dude.
I'd fuck half the bitches that work there. There are a lot of hotties there. I don't know why.
It's like $13 for a medium plate. It's good pricing.
That's not bad. The food.
You get a little like, you get a little panda pussadil.
Oh man, fuck it.
The panda pussadil.
Panda pussadil. Well, they just smell like onion powder.
They
it's
just
nice
smell like orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
And you'd love that because you're a fat boy.
Oh, you like orange chicken too.
Yeah, but I don't like it sexually.
You somehow eat worse than I do.
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
Daily. What have you eaten today?
Okay, I left the house. I had a Red Bull. First thing in the morning. Red Bull, Yakult. Mm-hmm. One of those like fucking 4-ingredient bars. And then at work I had a pulled pork sandwich with fucking
the Circle K pulled
no,
pork
no,
sandwich.
No. The boss man brought in pulled pork that he had made last night.
What the fuck?
Yeah. He brought in pulled pork,
are you
fucking
serious?
Rolls, potato salad. Like it was he hooked it up.
Wow.
He hooked it up today.
Finally, man.
Did you make a pulled pork sandwich or just eat pulled pork?
No, I had two of those fucking bitches. No. It was just pulled pork, barbecue sauce, potato salad.
I like where you're thinking, but this is like, you know, machine shop. It's pretty. No one's bringing the French's.
Yeah, like, but barbecue sauce on the pulled pork with the fucking potato salad on that shit. Dude, this shit fucking fuck me up.
Dude, can we pause? I need to come.
That was you coming?
Correct.
Yeah. You had to go,
me coming and
you had to get up and go jerk off. That was a real time cut, dude. No.
32 bit.
Yeah, it took you fucking 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. You were really struggling in there. Usually it takes you like, you know, 30 seconds.
You were just
taking your sweet time thinking about
I
that barbecue sandwich. That pulled pork
fast
sandwich.
Because masturbation is not good for you.
That's
so
a
you
sin.
Just gotta get the poison out. As fast as possible.
No, you just
seconds
gotta you got to not bust. You got to just be sexually frustrated.
And what, fuck women? Are you nuts?
No, you just got to be sexually frustrated. And then finally, like, I don't know, you'll do something with your life.
No, if I'm sexually frustrated, I'll just kill myself. Generally.
Dude, Johnny is having an orgasm. He's, like, scratching his, like, disgusting, flaky scalp.
Someone give this boy some head.
Yeah, get this boy laid.
Does my George W. Bush impression sound better with gum on the roof of my mouth?
Like, hey, it's me, Joe Biden.
This sounds like but W. Bush.
I'm the worst presidential.
Dude, put gum on the top of your mouth.
Hey, listen, huh? My son. Listen,
the fuck you talking about?
Listen, my son. He did not rape that woman in that wheelchair. Right, anyways, I like raising that ice cream. What did you just spit at Johnny?
I spit my gum.
Dude, really? On my fucking rug?
This is not a rug. This is like a sheep.
You know I
stand
own all the furniture in this apartment.
Yeah, it all stinks.
You own nothing in here. You own nothing in here.
Johnny, did you eat it?
Jesus Christ. Well, it's just me. You're blowing snot rockets in the trash can. Anyways, this is just me. And now I'm going to talk about the Federal Reserve without Javen. His favorite subject.
Some people think that our currency is based on nothing.
And it's true. Look at the penny.
It's not. It's actually based on something very real. The blood of newborn babies.
That's how they get all the fucking the iron for the pennies.
Mm-hmm. Keeping the cost of children high will keep the price.
You know, they
the
have to
low.
They have to funnel all the adrenochrome out of the pennies to separate it from the iron, so that way they're giving back to the world.
Yeah,
but they're also taking because
babies
a ton
aren't
for
good.
Themselves.
They don't have good work ethics.
Hey, bring the cat over here. Bring the pussy over here. Give me
babies
the,
don't have good work ethics.
Give me the pussy. Give me the pussy. She is Tupperware. No, let me hold the
Bubberware.
It's okay. What do you have to say for yourself?
Don't squeeze her like you want to meet her.
What do you have to say for yourself?
She's treating her like a chew toy.
Yeah, I'm just like a dog chewing on her arm. The fuck? What does she have to say, Johnny?
She has to say something here.
That was a cry for help of
her. Yeah, don't let the landlord know that we have her.
Fuck.
What is happening? This is dissolving into madness.
Oh, shut up.
Dude, the cat gave us fucking trigonosis. Remember when we joked about, like, our old roommate having trigonosis?
Those weren't jokes, bro.
She probably does, honestly. That cat was diseased-looking.
That cat was fucked up. It meowed so not cute at all. It was like, whoa. Yeah. It sounded like it was been smoking for... We've talked about
yeah,
it.
No. Put the mic in her face. She's got things to say. Come on, I know you don't like. I know your cat's racist, dude.
Racist. If you slap her
butt. Yeah. What a nice thing to finalize the episode with.
Yeah. I'm kind of hungry, dude.
Holy shit. It's like you dropped the ball, man. It's like you dropped the ball.
What?
Once again.
What's going on?
You're going to have to tell me how much you can hear me chewing gum in the fucking podcast. That feels good. Oh. Stop laughing. Get back on that shit. Oh.
Yeah, Johnny, get back on that. Did you really... You just dropped fucking nicotine gum in his water, dude. You got to drink that shit. You just got Cosby'd by your brother.
Fuck.
He's gonna give you a hot Cosby.
I hope you can hear that, and if you can hear that on the microphone, you got to use that in the next intro. No, not that, you slob. The fucking you heard the sound, right?
When yeah, but I don't think the mic picked it up. Bro, you're gonna fucking be sick. Dude, no. Okay, I hate Zins. Mm. I hate those fucking things.
Oh, shit. Oh, it tastes so good.
What is wrong with you?
No.
I'm trying to tell a story here.
Why does all of our cups smell like dog breath?
Dude, that's how you know the glass is good. That's a mature cup.
That's fucked.
That's an aged cup.
Straight up, dude. All, most
when it
of our
smells
dishes...
like dirt and dog breath, that's how you know it's a good glass cup. But yeah, no, I hate Zens. Those things fucking suck. Last time I had Zens, I fucking like got super sick. But it doesn't help that I was like slamming tall cans of Modelo and fucking, you know, popping the 6 milligrams at the same time. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, your dad handed them to you.
He was like, hey, son, here you go. I was like, all right, sick. And then I'm just like, you know, by the time I get back in his gay ass fucking Tesla, mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, no.
Well, it didn't help that you like treated it like a liquid IV. You like rip, pour in a glass of water and drank it. You bit them open. You bit. You ate them.
No, I swallowed them whole like a real man.
Can you actually, can I stick this piece of gum in my asshole and get like a nicotine high?
Maybe. We could try
Does
it out.
Does your asshole like
We could try that out on the premium episode.
Exactly. Now you're thinking
So Johnny, you're going to start setting up premium shit, right? You're going to start selling t-shirts for us.
He's going to sell a lot more than t-shirts. We're selling. If you heard the cat on the show and you're like, man, I wish I had that much love in your life. Don't worry. We're selling the cat.
We're making a hat out of the cat, and we're selling it on eBay for $49.99. And the bidding is starting now.
We're still in the
Currently,
production
it is
phase.
$500.
I'm thinking tennis racket.
$502. It's jumped up to $511.
Pair of boots.
No, it's gone down to $311. Band.
Wow.
Amber is the color of my piss after a hard night of drinking alcohol.
Marinated. Good flavor.
I gotta get some new sound bites so I can be like, real ass shit.
Have any of you drinking piss?
What? Are you Bear Grylls? What's going on?
No, anyone's piss. Doesn't have to be yours. Oh, these vitamins. I need a vitamin in my bottle.
Listen, I've been stranded out in the desert for 17 days. All I have to drink is piss. I'm going to make more piss with this piss and then drink that piss. This has been Man vs. Wild.
Gordon Ramsay here. Where the fuck is the cream fresh?
Where's all the fucking piss? It's me, Gordon Ramsay.
It's almost like these Africans aren't civilized. They don't have cream.
All they have is piss. No water. Fucking donuts. Speaking of donuts, I'm fucking hungry. And this has been the end. This
I'll
is
let
the
you
end
eat
of the
my
episode.
Ass.
No. You've been listening to Real Ass Dude Radio. Real Ass Dude Radio. Brought to you by Real Ass Dudes.
Lewis fucked my mom.
Lewis J. Gomez ate my ass. And I have photographic evidence. This is not AI. This is sponsored content. I'm creating sound bits that I'm going to use later.
No, hold on. Wait, hold on. End it. Call it.
You've been listening to the Real Ass Dude Radio. I wish I had like an explosion.
I wish I had some fucking women over and head opportunities.
Well, maybe you got rid of that yee-ass haircut. You get some bitches on your dick, and that's it.